Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start right now-ish. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're seated on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And if so, have one ankle in front of the other instead of on top, because that hurts. But it's also fine to sit in a chair. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to share a sort of embarrassing story to me, but I think it might be useful for everyone. It was useful for me. So we all have people that we really don't like. We have people that irritate us. We have people that infuriate us. We have people that we even would go so far as to think, if only that person wasn't in the world, or those people, things would be much better. And we often go through our day, or I should say I go through my day thinking, why did they do that? Or I don't like that kind of behavior. And, you know, some things are egregious and unacceptable. There's no question about that. But I'm talking more about the basic everyday life irritations that can actually cause us to shut down and be unkind to people who we just don't like for whatever reason. So I'll keep this story short. I live in Boston, which is, you know, has the well-deserved reputation of being home to some of the worst drivers in the world. And it is very aggressive out there. A lot of honking, a lot of jockeying, a lot of elbowing, you know, people out of the way to get where you want to go and so on. And it's very upsetting to me. It really irritates me. And every time I get in my car, I'm already like anxious, like who is going to screw with me here? And how am I going to make it from point A to point B without getting completely enraged? Anyway, my special pet peeve is traffic rotaries or circles, roundabouts. And I just hate it when people don't know the rules of the rotary, which the person in the rotary has the right of way. And for whatever stupid reason, when someone doesn't know that, I just lose it. I get so mad. So one day I'm out driving. This was, you know, maybe some time ago, luckily. And I'm going into a rotary, and it's an early Saturday morning. There's really not too much to worry about. And out of nowhere, a car just barrels into the rotary and cuts me off. Me, the one in rightful, lawful possession of the right of way. And I have to veer off, and I'm, for whatever reason, I just lost it. I got consumed with rage, and I started honking at this person and yelling at this person and cursing at this person, and I got right up on their tail, and I was leaning on the horn and, you know, shouting and giving the finger, and they, you know, exit the rotary, I exit right behind them. I'm not letting this one go. They turn into a parking lot, I turn into the parking lot. They sort of stop in a parking space, I pull up right next to them. And I go, you, put down your window. You know, what am I going to say? Anyway, I was not in my right mind, obviously. So the window goes down, and I look in the window, and what I see is a young woman who was probably from another country, and she is terrified. And in the back seat is her baby, who is crying, and they're both completely terrified because of me. And I look right at her and I go, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. And even today when I think about it, I've told this story a lot of times, but it still makes me choke up because I'm so embarrassed that I did that. And when I looked at her, I just saw another person. And yeah, maybe I had the, you know, was right. But so what? As soon as I looked at her and saw her vulnerability, my rage dropped away and my vulnerability returned. And it still apparently returns even in the retelling of the story. And all I felt was tenderness toward her and remorse. So she very intelligently just, you know, raised her window and drove away. But the reason I tell you this story is because when we get angry at someone, when I was angry at this person, all I saw was a car that had done the wrong thing. But as soon as I stopped seeing the car and started seeing the human, the whole situation changed and I softened. So again, I'm not saying that people don't do things that are horrible, and if the person had been pointing a gun at me, you know, it would have turned out differently, obviously. But when someone irritates you, when someone gets in your way, when someone obstructs you, when someone frustrates you, try just for a moment to turn your attention away from your frustration and simply place your focus on them. Look at them. You don't have to forgive them. You don't have to like them. You don't have to excuse them. Just see them as a person, just for a moment. And ask yourself, have I ever frustrated anyone in my life? Have I ever been the source of irritation? Have I ever obstructed someone or done something that enraged another person? And if the answer is even this much yes, recall how painful it was for you to realize that, and how painful it would be for this person to realize it on their own behalf, and see if you can't soften just a little bit. So anyway, that's my story. Meditation, of course, puts us in touch with our essential humanity by teaching us how to drop our stories over and over and over, to attune instead to the present moment, the present person, the present opportunity, in which our hearts are always, always trying to blossom open. So without further ado, let's begin our practice for today. And we'll sit for 10 minutes, like I said, probably 10 minutes ago. So just take a deep breath and slowly exhale through the mouth. Let go of any expectations or worries or any intentions even, no matter how good, to be a better person. Let go of that too. And just give your weight to the cushion or chair or whatever you're sitting on. And be right here. The back is straight and strong, but also relaxed, meaning you don't have to be stiff. The hands are palms down just above the knee or at mid-thigh, and the hands are just resting. And let the arms and shoulders relax. And let the belly relax. And just notice the warmth of your own heart. This area around the heart is warm and soft. And let there be a feeling of that warmth and softness spreading from the heart and radiating throughout your whole body. The mouth is closed and the chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the breath comes in and out through the nose in a natural way, meaning there's no instructions for breathing because we all already know how to do that. The eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet or 1.5 meters in front. And just let your gaze rest there. Normally, our gaze is darting around all day like so many cars in heavy traffic. Boom, 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 boom. But this can feel like you just pull into a parking space with your eyes and just let them rest, settle, and soften. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel that you are breathing, which just means turn your attention to your breath and feel your body breathing. And let your mind rest on the breath, meaning let your attention come in on the inhale and flow out on the exhale. Imagine that your breath is like a hammock that swings in on the inhale and sways out on the exhale, begins again. And you just place your mind, your busy, capacious, astute, brilliant, confused mind in the hammock and let it be rocked and swayed on the breath. Your mind will continue also to make thoughts. Excellent. There is no need to stop thinking. Just stop thinking that, please. However, rather than placing your attention on your thoughts, place your attention on your breath. And if it strays into thought, no matter how awesome or horrible or dull that thought is, when you notice that it has strayed, just let go. And gently come back, replace your mind in the hammock, and begin again. Swaying in and out. Thank you so much for your practice.